New Negroes, or saltwater Negroes, is what they called African slaves who had been in America for less than 2 months, about the length of time it took slavery to break them. New Negroes spoke no English, were more prone to rebellion and running away than the others. When they escaped, slave catchers and Native Americans were rewarded more money for capturing them the longer they had been free. They were given the best money if they brought back their scalps with the ears attached to be displayed to the others with great effect. Fatima, one of the new Negroes, had grown accustomed to ears and scalps dangling from sticks speared into the ground. What she found unbearable was the sun. Shyly rising each day, smoothing a reluctant smile across her face, before gently stroking her eyelids awake, then brutally bearing down on her by midday, flattening every inch of her into the numbest, dumbest person in the world. And the soil, cool and moist underneath, that tricked her daily when she was delirious with exhaustion into thinking her hands were in a river where she was preparing to bathe herself. Before she knew it, she disrobed each day at dusk in the middle of the field until a compassionate hand woke her. The sun that caresses, then bludgeons the soil that carries a river, embodies, forgetting to feel, and then remembering the night that keeps coming, and the light that keeps returning.